Hi there, and welcome to Let's Slow Down, a podcast for all of you who feel tired and stressed from this overwhelming world. Here we'll have fun, inspiring conversations about living life on our own terms and explore ways to ease the pace of our modern world, because life really is good when you're relaxed enough to be present for it. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Stolting, and I welcome you to this space where I hope to inspire you to slow down, because life is too short to let it go by in a blur. So take a deep breath, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey everyone, it's Anne-Marie, and welcome to another episode of Let's Slow Down. I'm doing something a little bit different today. This episode is going to be short and sweet, and rather than unpack a book or have an interview today with a guest, I am going to unpack a song. And that song is Connection by OneRepublic. So if you don't know it, I would encourage you to actually maybe just hit pause right now and go listen to it really quick. It's a great, great song. It's uplifting. It has an awesome message. It's super catchy. It's going to get in your head. It's going to give you some energy. It's a great song. Awesome song to start your day with. Awesome song to use as a pick-me-up when you need it. I love music. I'm a musician, so I very frequently turn to music to enhance my mood, change my mood, whatever it is that I need. So this morning I was listening to it and it just really struck a chord with me. And I looked up the lyrics and I decided I want to talk to you all about this for just a couple of minutes because the lyrics are great. It's got a good message and it's just a fun song to listen to. So after you listen to it, come back and we can talk about the lyrics. And obviously, it's called Connection. Okay, you know what it's about, getting a connection, making a connection. So connection with who, right? Let's slow down. We're always sort of unpacking, how do we make life more meaningful? When I say let's slow down, what I mean is let's take a pause. Let's give ourselves some space so that we can reconnect. It's important to reconnect with ourselves first, and then our friends, families, loved ones, our world, our work, all of the other things. The song opens up with the phrase, "These days my waves get lost in the oceans. 7 billion swimmers, man, I'm going through the motions." To me, he's talking about autopilot and getting lost in the shuffle, getting lost in the ocean, that noise that's all around us, which I call busyness, and you know, keeping ourselves going a mile a minute all the time. We can get lost in that. We can feel like just a number in a great big world, and we can lose our purpose and our meaning. So I thought that was a really cool way that he started the song. And he talks about, maybe I should try to find the old me. Take me to the places and the people that know me. There's so many people here, then why am I so lonely? So especially with social media and all of the virtual ways that we can connect these days, there are so many connections and we have so many friends and followers and all those things online, but it can still feel like a very lonely place because at the end of the day, here I am talking to all of you from my home and I'm alone right now. So yes, I am trying to connect, but I am still by myself. So going out, meeting people face to face and having real human interaction for me during the day is very important. I also think it's important when he says trying to find the old me to really go back to the heart of what matters for yourself, getting to know yourself well and really understand how you operate, what makes you tick, what lights you up. All of those things are very important, and you can use that information about yourself to create a more meaningful world around you, to really pursue your passions and follow your dreams and follow your heart, listen to your intuition. So these are very important messages, and I think that by working on these things in your life, I know I've been working on them in my life, it can just add so much depth and make the days more fulfilling and have so much more joy. So the song goes on to talk about how real friends and good friends are hard to find. going back to that, making time for what matters, I truly hope that you have some really good friends in your life, some really great family in your life. So making time to connect with them, to truly have relationships with the people in your world that matter to you. You know, those parents out there, are you raising your kids? Are you meeting their needs? Or are you creating a lifelong relationship with them through connecting? And, you know, part of connecting in any type of relationship, parenting or not, a huge part of that is listening. So are you giving yourself the space? Are you giving yourself the peace in your world that you need to be a good listener? If we're overly distracted and have a zillion things going on in our brains, it's really hard to be present and to focus on, you know, the person right in front of you who's trying to share something with you or ask you a question. Sometimes we're only half listening or maybe not really listening at all. So trying to make space in your world so that you have the time and energy to be a good listener, which leads to deeper, more meaningful friendships and relationships around you. This song is so good. Oh my gosh. All right, I'm going to go over a few more things. Another line, I'm just trying to paint the picture for me, something I could give a darn about at maybe 40 years, and I'd be ready and willing and able to edit the story. I'm taking this as really finding what matters to you and doing it, right? If your career, if something is just not resonating with you anymore and you don't really care about it, it's not energizing you and lifting you up, then I don't know, maybe there's something you can do to change that, not necessarily leaving it, a relationship too. Maybe there's some perspective mindset shifts that you can make to get more out of it. Or maybe it is time for a change. But I think we all owe it to ourselves to be able to picture and to live a life that we truly care about. And that might require, as he says, be willing and able to edit the story. We're human beings. We are growing and evolving every single minute. And part of that means that we are different. I'm a different person than I was a few months ago. We're changing. Giving yourself the room to acknowledge and recognize those changes in your life and keep up with them and still support and love the person that you are today. That will help you connect with yourself so much better. And that's just a beautiful ripple effect of connecting with everyone else in your world. Let's see. I think I will wrap this up with the last verse. He says, right now I'm switching to a new lane. Foot to the floor, man searching for the real thing. I hope that you can find the real thing, whatever it is in your life. The cool thing is that whatever that is different for all of us. And that's what makes our world so interesting and fun and exciting to be a part of. So I hope that you'll go listen to this song and be as inspired as I was as I listened to it. I just felt like I wanted to share this with you today. I hope this was something fun and different. And I truly hope that you'll find the real thing in your life, in your world, and go out and just embrace it 100% and share it with everybody around you. The world will be a better place because of you. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and have been inspired to slow down and start living life at your own pace. As a brand new podcast, your listener voice matters. If Let's Slow Down is resonating with you, please take a minute to leave a review and rate us. Subscribe to the show wherever you listen and share it with friends. Remember, this is a process, so go easy on yourself. Be gentle and take all the space you need to thrive, because the world needs you to be at your best, to love and serve others and yourself.